Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Brian brought us over here playing coy with us. Yeah, what do you guys think's going on over there? What do you know, buddy?
I don't know anything.
A lot of interesting discussions going on, though. And Brian Schottenheimer.
No, I do know a lot. I just don't want to tell you what's going on right now.
I know. But it's fascinating to try to pick your brain and see what you're willing to let us chew on. But, you know, the Brian Schottenheimer story right now is a really interesting one. First, you got to see if Kellen Moore is going to be back. If not, a lot of people are thinking Schottenheimer makes sense. Chiafalo was just saying there at the break. You saw an article, an old Seattle Seahawks writer talking, had quotes from Mike, from Schottenheimer talking about how much he learned from Mike McCarthy, right?
Yeah. I'm scrolling through back the article right now to see exactly. A lot of my quarterback fundamentals and beliefs and protections of the quarterback come from Mike. He's had a huge impact on my career.
Huh.
And so, there's huge familiarity there with McCarthy and Schottenheimer, which explains why Schottenheimer's in the organization right now and in his role. And it seems like the dots are connecting to that would be at least McCarthy's first choice as offensive coordinator if they're going to move on from Kellen
Gosh,
Moore.
Dang it.
I could see that it. Sucks. I could see it as Mike believing complementary football is the way. He said when Dak went down, Kellen Moore's got to be smarter, you know? I think a shift towards more boring is what this would be, or less passing. And we'll have to see. I guess the proof will be in the pudding whether that could be a winning formula for the Cowboys to sort of, double down or make a play caller higher that would reinforce that philosophy from Mike McCarthy. But that's one possible narrative that could develop if Kellen Moore was let go.
What do you do at running back then if you get Brian Schottenheimer as your OC? Is it the emphasis going to be on running the football?
I think so, yeah.
It certainly was in Seattle. I mean, I remember thinking 2018 when he was there in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Why the heck didn't they throw the football more? We lucked out there when the Cowboys beat him in the wild card round.
That was a huge storyline in that game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Pete Carroll was proud of it, as a matter of fact. And it was one of the big developments in Seattle that made them want to go in the direction of a passing player more. Now, when they turned Russell Wilson into a passing player, they missed the playoffs for the first time in his career. You know, so I think there's a be careful what you wish for on that side of it as well. It is time now for Zach Wolchuk to take the podium.
Yeah, I just real quick. I mean, one of the other guys that I was just looking at as an option, Brian Johnson, who's the quarterback coach with the Eagles, and you'd pry a division rival. But the other link here is he was the quarterback coach for Dak at Mississippi State, and he's done an excellent job with Jalen Hurts in Philly. So he's been under Nick Sirianni and what they're doing with a very creative offense. It's been a juggernaut there. I mean, it's just another name that I would consider bringing in and just picking his brain. And also, would he be able to get the most out of a Dak Prescott with familiarity there for an offensive coordinator?
It's never a bad idea.
Just, you know, I mean, just you look at links. You just try and find commonalities here with coaches. And I just thought that was also an interesting name to just throw out there, but maybe they have their plan in place.
See, the problem with in your plan to me is outstanding, what you want to do. The problem is you have a guy that's interested in hiring friends.
Sure.
And Dan Quinn fell in his lap. And that's the one thing that has to be in your mind right now is like, well, listen, why you saw how the thing with Dan Quinn worked. Why would you not want to go talk with more? It's almost an organizational thing, too. How many guys do the Cowboys interview when it comes to head coaches?
Two or three.
Two, maybe.
If you count Marvin Lewis,
one of them being a Rooney Rule,
yeah,
deal.
Well, even with Dan Quinn, they did that, and it's worked out with Dan Quinn. But
absolutely,
they
but that's what I'm saying. Dan Quinn fell in their lap that way. Mm-hmm. You know, they were willing to do that, but you know, now you're going back to, you know, and heck, I don't know. Maybe Schottenheimer's if in fact they make this move, maybe Schottenheimer has along the way said, you know what, I know Mike has kind of influenced me, but there's some things I think I've seen that could help Dak be better.
Sure.
You know, but that, to me, I'm worried about the evaluation. I used the word evaluation. I don't know how you evaluate a guy that's been here 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're past the evaluation.
I think you're right.
I think you're to the point now where either you fix it or you move on.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think what you're trying to do is maybe get back to mechanically, what can we work on here? Much like where he took a step with John Kitna.
I don't mechanically or just is it about seeing the field? Is it just, I mean, is that mechanically? Mechanically to me is about pointing the shoulder, opening the hip, looking.
I think that's important.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think that's real important. I just don't know
how you're reading.
What are, like, his biggest issues?
Yeah,
what's
Dak? If you had,
I think 7 years in though, your eyes and the way that you see football isn't going to evolve much. I'm hoping for is to spring guys early in plays with crossing routes, rub routes, you know, play action later on. But in the early downs, we need to get guys crossing and coming wide open for Dak to hit while they're on the run, right?
Yeah.
That's what these two quarterbacks in Mahomes and Burrow specialize in more than anybody else, is these quick striking plays to guys on the run that allow them to turn it upfield and beat the defense before the play's really even gotten started. And Dak does not get that benefit. Guys wide open, close to the line of scrimmage, very quickly in a play. And to me, that's what would make it look like Dak's reading the field great. It's just a very quick striking play against two defensive backs that have been knocked against one another.
Right, and I hear your point, Brian, and that could be it as well. Processing, evaluating what you see.
The fourth down call that they made in Tampa where they got CeeDee Lamb open on the double pitch.
Brilliant call.
And it was a fourth down call, and that's how they set it up.
Yeah, lots
now,
of that.
Now, they also set up a call where they ran against they were trying to play a Tampa 2, run the middle linebacker down the middle of the field, and he threw the ball to Lamb instead of throwing the ball on the other side to
Hilton.
You know, Hilton was the easier throw of the two. That's the problem this guy has. You know, even when you set things up, he doesn't always see it that way.
It's fair, you know, and that's where the coordinator can help. Make it easier to spring guys wide open than hoping your receivers win one-on-one or sometimes two-on-one.
Or hoping the quarterback actually sees them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, really quick, we got some Rangers news here on your home of the Rangers. They did sign veteran reliever Ian Kennedy. He is returning to the Rangers bullpen. He signed a minor league deal as the closer back in 2021, so he is returning to the Texas Rangers organization. He didn't have a great season in 2022 with Arizona, but he was really good from May through August, where he had a 2.78 ERA and he held opponents' batting average to .288. And let's hope that, you know, with your new pitching coach, that maybe you can go ahead and harness the good from Ian Kennedy, who's certainly later on in his career. And then they also went ahead and signed Reyes Maranta to a minor league contract. He's 30 years old. He's a right-handed pitcher that's pitched with Bruce Bochy with the San Francisco Giants from 2017 to 2019. So you've got some familiarity there. He was 10-11 with a 3.02 ERA and 170 innings pitched with 200 Ks and surrendered 62 runs on 112 hits last year. So just some bullpen depth there for the Rangers.
Can't have enough of it.
Well, get ready for
surprise. But you know what's great about that? You know what's great about those? You said those signings. They might not mean anything because, you know what, you've already signed some pretty damn good players.
Hopefully they pitch deep into the game.
That's not the thing. Well, they're bringing back Kennedy, and he's going to be the guy relied on as the middle relief guy.
Sure.
You know, now all of a sudden he has a role. And this is just about familiarity and some depth.
Absolutely.
Of some players. This is not about having to try and, like, fit these guys in and let them be, you know, let them be the guys that are taking meaningful innings.
No question.
But I tell you, it's the biggest all-in move I've seen from any DFW team in a long time.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. All right, let's look at some mismatches and X factors here for this conference championship weekend is we've got our survivor picks and we look at 49ers and Eagles. And this matchup is going to be fascinating on many different levels. And ESPN's put out, you know, some matchups to watch here and some X factors. And the X factor in the game they're going with is Hassan Reddick for the Eagles. And he logged 17.5 sacks in his first season with Philly, including 1.5 sacks last week over the Giants. And they liked the matchup with Hassan Reddick against Mike McGlinchey. Now, we saw Micah Parsons give McGlinchey fits last week for our Dallas Cowboys. But you've got their defensive coordinator in Gannon, who can scheme a lot of one-on-ones with the stunts for Reddick, and you wrap him inside. So they think that he's really going to give Brock Purdy some issues. He's got a 27.6% pass rush win rate, and he was relatively close to Micah Parsons this year in that category. So similar to the way Micah was able to disrupt and get pressure on Brock Purdy a week ago, they think Hassan Reddick could be a guy that has a big day in this game against
San Francisco. It's a huge reason I like Philadelphia in this game, because I think they're going to be able to rush and cover better than the Cowboys did. And we saw Brock Purdy look like a rookie on a handful of plays. I think that's going to be a big factor, along with, you know, the Eagles offense probably putting more pressure on them than the Cowboys were able to.
X factor for San Francisco, how about the fullback Kyle Juszczyk? And this is a guy who's always a mismatch nightmare with the way that they're able to use him. But he only had one offensive touch last week for the Cowboys. He was deployed a lot as a blocker in the run game.
What, yeah, like a 7-yard run down on the goal line?
Right. But if you use him as a traditional I formation, you can play him as a wing. You know, he seals off the edge in pre-snap movement, but he can impact the way the game's played as a pass catcher. If you want to use him on screens, there's a lot of different ways that you can use Kyle Juszczyk, and oftentimes he's a guy that's not accounted for by the defense. All of a sudden, you're worried about Debo, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, here's Kyle Juszczyk. Oh my gosh, he's unaccounted for. Brock Purdy, boom, check it down, let him go to work.
Quite a weapon to have Kyle Juszczyk if that's the 6th, 7th guy you got to worry about.
I love it.
Well, Philadelphia needs to be worried about the San Francisco running game. They're 24th in the league when it comes to yards per attempt.
That's where I think they've got the big edge in this game. I don't think they're going to stop the run game.
That's where you talk about Juszczyk and stuff like that, and you know these running backs and McCaffrey and those people. I mean, they we saw Dallas. That game was tight the other day. And what happened? Philadelphia's kind of figured out how to. San Francisco figured out how to run the ball a little bit. You know, and the one thing that Philadelphia struggled with is they're mid pack when it comes to run defense stuff.
How about this? Look at Chiefs and Bengals. They look at, you know, look their power ranking here, the biggest mismatches. One of the biggest advantages that the Bengals have had in these games is in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs have been outscored by the Bengals 26-6 in the fourth quarter in overtime of the three matchups, which showcases a major difference between the quarterback play late in the games. Burrow's completed 80% of his passes for 257 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick in those games for 110 passer rating. Mahomes, 71% of his passes, 111 yards, no touchdowns, 1 pick for a 63 rating. So if the Chiefs have a fourth quarter lead in this matchup, they're going to be battling their own demons to see if they can preserve that lead this time around.
Those were numbers playing with a lead in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
last year in the game, the Bengals had to come back to win it.
Right, right. And then I believe overtime Chiefs get the ball, Mahomes throws an early pick, and then Burrow and company just need a field goal to win the game. That's interesting, and that's really big time nut up time for quarterbacks. You know, in a close game, what do you do in the fourth quarter? That's a huge factor. I did love seeing though when we think about how much the Chiefs have or the Bengals have done defensively to slow down the Chiefs' offense, and when you look at what they've done, the Chiefs in their last three losses to Cincinnati, it's still basically their same yards per play and points per drive that it always is, which is best in the sport. So it's, you know, a costly turnover from Mahomes is going to get you. And he threw, I think, 2 interceptions in the playoff game last year.
I think you're right.
You know, so avoiding.
So do the numbers say
things.
Sample size is the reason Cincinnati's beaten Kansas City like this?
In terms of
like
it's just three games and those can go either way. Like or is there something substantive that makes you feel like Cincinnati has a legitimate upper hand when you look at those numbers, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to, like, last year it was the turnovers because the Chiefs controlled the game. I mean, they had the lead in the fourth quarter and then things got away from them and an overtime interception cost you the game. But when you break it down, their yards per play and their points per drive, which is best in the sport, is basically the exact same. And when you look at the three losses to Cincinnati that the Chiefs have had, so they're still moving the ball at a great rate and they're still scoring the ball at a great rate. And so I think a lot of it would come down to the turnovers. That would just be that'd be my thoughts on
and
it.
And Joe Burrow's played really well in the fourth quarter. A lot of it also is the Chiefs secondary has had no answer for Ja'Marr Chase. If you look at Ja'Marr Chase in these games, he's had 417 receiving yards in the three matchups against Kansas City. When Joe Burrow has targeted Ja'Marr Chase, listen to these numbers. He's 24 of 29 for 417 yards, four touchdowns, no picks.
Oh, my gosh.
His passer rating is 144. They're averaging 15 yards a completion. In the second half of those games, Chase has 14 catches for 244 yards, two touchdowns, and the catch is 18 yards per catch.
Jeez.
He's balling against the Chiefs.
He's a super monster.
Well, that's the guy that really owns the Chiefs. Yes. Good Lord. He needs an Aaron Rodgers moment. I own you. That's something. Thank you, Wolchuk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.